Alaska State Park Superintendent Brooks Ludwig said Monday the online crowdfunding drive that ended late last month went well, but fell just a bit short of its $50,000 goal.
We're at about 48,200, I think, at the last count. Actually, the donations are continuing to come in.
Ludwig says state parks will continue to accept donations through February, while the agency applies for grants and other funding to pay for work to stop the Tanana River from washing away more of the south bank that runs along Big Delta State Historical Park. The Tanana cut deeply into the bank last summer after rains raised the level of the river to near flood stage, and the high water undercut a bluff on which an historic cabin was located. The bluff collapsed to within 13 feet of the structure before state parks jacked it up in August and moved it further away from the river.
We're working to see what we can do with the state funding and the private donations. Maybe we can leverage that for some federal funding for bank stabilization and some habitat work.
Ludwig says 87 people donated to the cause, along with several private and public sector donors that kicked in big bucks and in-kind donations of materials such as boulders and root wads. Those are the big, gnarly bundles of tree roots that are yanked out when land is cleared and that are useful in building aquatic habitat.
If we can find some root wads, that'd be very beneficial because it'd be really nice to incorporate that in the bank restoration to preserve the salmon habitat there.
Ludwig says engineers are surveying the bank now to develop a design for the project, which he says will get underway in the spring.
We're going to get after it in April while the water's still very low and get in there and harden the bank before the water starts coming back up again.
Ludwig says information on how to donate to the project is available on the state park's website and Facebook page or by calling the agency's Fairbanks office. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.